Good afternoon. My name is Eric Razor. I'm a senior at Virginia Tech, majoring in turfgrass science. And today I'm going to be talking about the influence of fall fertilization programs on the traffic tolerance and recovery of sprig Bermuda grass varieties. And the co-authors on this research are Drs. Mike Goatley and Sean Askew, Whitney Askew, and Mr. David McCall. So the number of athletic fields, Bermuda grass athletic fields, is increasing in the transition zone. So why would Bermuda grass, a warm season, or C4 species, be used in colder climates? Well, the answers are, during active growth, it has excellent traffic tolerance and drought tolerance. There are many cold hardy varieties available. It's a creeping species, means it spreads by rhizomes and stolons, and it has a high leaf density and stem density, giving it a uniform look. And if it does undergo traffic stress, it has rapid recuperative growth. But there is one disadvantage. It is the onset of winter dormancy, which turns the turf brown. But even though the plant is growing, it still withholds much of these previous qualities. The objective of this research was to determine how late-season nitrogen applications affected fall traffic tolerance and quality, as well as spring greening and recovery. In 1994, Goatley, Maddox, Lang, and Kraus found an increase in fall and spring color with late-season nitrogen. And in 2006, Munshaw, Irvin, Shang, Askew, Zhang, and Lemus found a color increase with late-season nitrogen without having any effects on freezing tolerance. The difference between these studies and our research is we tested first-year established Bermuda grass with traffic. Establishment began on June 18, 2010, with plots of 9.3 square meters being stolonized with sprigs harvested from 0.9 square meters of shredded sod of Patriot, Riviera, and Wayland varieties. Patriot and Riviera are commercially available cultivars, while Wayland is not. Wayland was selected at Virginia Tech as an experimental ecotype because of its rapid spring greening and spring dead spot resistance. 49 kilograms per hectare of nitrogen was applied monthly in June, July, and August. Mowing occurred three times weekly at 3 centimeters. Irrigation was provided to promote and maintain active growth, and the nitrogen fertilization treatments were designated by the last months of fertility. So one treatment fertility ended in August, the next treatment it continued into September, and the last treatment it ended in October. And 49 kilograms per hectare was applied per month, but in October, due to a killing frost on October 12th, only 24.5 kilograms or kilograms per hectare was applied. Starting on August 30th, the simulated traffic was applied to one-half the plots, ending in November 7th, serving as an American football season. In fall, visual ratings of percent coverage, quality, and percent density were taken, and the following spring, quality, percent bare ground, and percent green cover were taken. Also, a normalized difference vegetation index along with a ratio vegetation index was taken in fall and spring. It was a split plot treatment design with 4 replications per treatment, and the averages were ran with a NOVA test with SAS. Here is the Brinkman traffic simulator. It has a modified slip clutch, which drives the bolt head sticking out right here. It drives it into the ground, simulating the action of football cleats. And the traffic simulator ran one time, one direction, over the turf is equal to 1 football game, and a total of 6 football games were applied once per week. Right, this is a picture of 1 replication taken 2 weeks after planting on July 2nd, 2010. The table shows the visual estimations of percent coverage of the 3 Bermuda grasses, Patriot, Riviera, and Wayland, taken throughout the summer. And on all rating dates, Patriot had significantly higher amount of coverage than Riviera, and Riviera had a significantly higher amount than Wayland. This is a picture that outlines the plot design. The fertility treatments were applied vertically to one-third of the plot, and the traffic was ran perpendicular to these fertility treatments over half the plot. This table shows the percent coverage of the three Bermuda grasses, of the three fertility treatments taken on October 18th and November 1st. On October 18th and on November 1st, the September-ending fertilization and October-ending fertilization had a significantly higher amount of percent coverage than the August-ending fertilization. And this table shows the percent coverage of the three Bermuda grasses on those rating dates. And on October 18th, Patriot had a significantly higher percentage than Riviera, and Riviera has a significantly higher percentage than Wayland. But on November 1st, Patriot and Riviera were significantly higher than Wayland. This picture was taken the following spring in April, and the line down the middle separates the traffic half on the right, or on the left, and the non-traffic half on the right. This table shows the visual percent of bare ground ratings of the three Bermuda grasses and three fertility treatments taken on April 12, 2011. Wayland and Riviera had a significantly higher percentage of bare ground than Patriot, and the August ending fertilization had a significantly higher amount of bare ground compared to the September and October ending fertilization. This is taken a few weeks later, and this outlines the fertility treatments. And this is percent plot greening taken on 2 days in April and 2 days in May. On April 20th and 27th, Wayland had higher percent spring greening than Riviera, and Riviera had significantly higher percent greening than Patriot. But on May 11th, Wayland was still significantly higher than Patriot and Riviera, but Patriot was significantly higher than Wayland. And on May 25th, there was no significance between percent greening. This is the NDVI and RVI measuring device. It is a crop circle geoscout made by Holland Scientific. And the NDVI provides a standardized measurement of comparing greenness of vegetation or relative plant health. And the RVI was thought to possibly provide a better means of assessing green vegetation versus bare ground. This is the crop circle being put to use. And here are the measurements. The higher the numbers are, the more green the plot is or has. So on October 2010, Patriot and Riviera had a significantly higher amount than Wayland on both the NDVI and RVI. In April, Wayland had significantly higher readings than Patriot and Riviera. And as for the fertility treatments on October 2010, October ending fertilization had a higher amount than September ending fertilization, which had a higher amount than August ending fertilization, and the numbers between these three fertility treatments was significant. And taken in April, the October and September ending fertilization had a higher amount than August ending. So in conclusion, Patriot established quicker than Riviera or Wayland, extending nitrogen fertilization into the months of September and October, increased grass coverage and improved quality in traffic plots. The extended fall nitrogen also decreased percent spring, bare ground in spring, and also accelerated spring greening. Wayland greened the fastest, and in general, Patriot is more traffic tolerant than Riviera, and Riviera is more traffic tolerant than Wayland during the first fall season. Thank you for your time, and are there any questions? Yes.
When you started, you use the fertilizer application. You increase the three treatments. Is the fertilizer application time different? August, September, and October. The rate is also different.
The question is the timing of fertilization. They were all applied at the first of the month.
I'm curious about this. For you, totally for the three times application, it should be triple than you for the one time application for the line, right?
Is the rate triple?
Uh-huh. No, the rate doesn't triple. It's still 49 kilograms per hectare each month.
So the total application of the three times was 49 or?
No, that was per month.
49 times 3.
Mm-hmm, 49 times 3, and plus you got to count the fertility in June when we established and July, because every plot received at least three applications in June, July, and August.
I guess my question, kind of a follow-up, would be then, could you just put 150 on in September?
Well, I guess you could, but standard turf grass management practices are monthly applications.
Why?
Why? I don't know. That's just what I've been taught. Sorry. All right. Thank you again.